Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I've been a little sick again this week. I know that I was sick a few weeks ago. You probably remember. I don't know what's happening to me. I think that children are just, they're biological hazards ever since I've had kids, especially since they started school. But I've been just sick the entire winter to the early spring, and the weather's finally getting warmer, but this is probably the last thing that I'm going to have to deal with. And so my voice is very hoarse. I've still been around on Twitter. I still published an article this week. I'll still be publishing articles the next few weeks too. So my normal schedule hasn't really been interrupted, but it's been a little bit slower. Maybe I haven't been tweeting as much or something. Someone a very close fan, big fan of mine, was following my Twitter and said, you haven't been around. And it's like, I haven't been around. I've only tweeted 8 times a day, maybe, instead of 20 times a day. And so that's what slowing down looks like. But I'm on the upswing. I did sort of joke online that this could be the result of me using Lumina, that this was a side effect of the genetically engineered bacteria colonizing my mouth and maybe elsewhere in the body, but there's no evidence of that. And people around me in my life have gotten sick in the exact same way. Some of them started, at least one person started last week before I took the, before I used the Lumina product, or maybe just right around that time. And so this is just a normal illness that is following the course of a normal illness. Otherwise, for Lumina, I haven't gotten any cavities since exactly 1 week ago today, and that's really all the update I have. Crimu has said it made his breath smell better and so forth, and I don't know what other claims people have made, but I've noticed nothing. I think I'll just be watching to see if I have calories, and then you can they invite you on the package 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months from now to send in a swab and see if the bacteria, the kind that was supposed to colonize your mouth, if it's actually made a home there and it's still there. So my voice probably sounds a little different. I actually like this voice a little better. I like my sick voice, but what can we do? I don't like everything else that comes with being sick. Today, we're going to talk about two topics. I want to talk about this aid, these different bills that are coming before the House of Representatives that are going to send money to Taiwan, Ukraine, and Israel, and sort of Trump's role and what it tells us about MAGA and American foreign policy once and if Trump gets back into office. And then I want to do a kind of movie review, but not really that much about the movie, but it's more about a sort of cultural commentary. So there's this film that was on Amazon Prime called Anyone But You. It stars Sydney Sweeney, of course. I mean, that's why it caught my attention. And then Glenn Powell. But don't worry, this is not going to be more Sydney Sweeney analysis. I mean, I think we've been beating that dead horse, but it was a reason just to watch the movie. And I think the movie, it's, a 2024 rom-com, right? And so what does that actually look like? It's actually just, so I just Google, it's 2023. I just watched it now, but it's 2023. So what does a rom-com look like in 2023? Not necessarily 2021. I guess a movie comes out in 2023, it might have been produced, it might have been scripted a couple of years before. So it might have been scripted around the peak of Floyd 2020, and then or maybe 2021. And so there's always a delay with these things. But still, the point is, this is, I think, what a rom-com looks like in the just in the woke era, in the woke and the post-woke. I don't know if we're in, like, you know, 2020 was, movies have to move a lot slower than other things, but it's sort of like if 2020 was sort of the Stalin era, and maybe the 2010s were Lenin, we're now in Khrushchev or something, where it's still there. You're still under this hegemony, but it's not as ideological, not as fanatical. You could get away with a lot more. And so this film is interesting in that regard. It's interesting in this way. It's not a really great film or something, not a great work of art, but I think it's a good excuse to talk about sort of the culture and where critics of the culture, right wing and anti-woke people, what they sort of get wrong and what they exaggerate and what they really don't understand about the sort of the wokeness, center woke that is sort of, I would say, the mainstream of American culture right now. I don't think that this movie is offensive to like an American at the 50th percentile of political and social values. That's the thing. I mean, and the immediate American is now much more left wing than they were maybe 10, 15 years ago. But there's still a lot of sort of right-wing assumptions, heteronormativity. What would you call the heteronormativity, the equivalent for white people? It's still sort of, whites are still sort of the center of the world, although there are there's room for other races and people with different, you know, people who are not heteronormative and all that. So I want to talk about that too. But before that, I just want to say about the podcast last week with Jasmine Jafar and Farhah Khalidi. I want to do more studio interviews. They're obviously difficult because you have to go somewhere and you have to be in the same town with somebody. But I think it was especially because these were, you know, OnlyFans girls. Their looks and their charm. This is sort of the point. So people are more likely to want to see them. Not that they were doing anything graphic on the podcast video or anything, but people do want to see them. That's part of the point of their entire persona.
You have reached the end of the free recording for this episode of Clown Car. To listen to the rest of the episode, please consider becoming a paid subscriber.